Today we're joined by head women's golf coach Stacy Slobodnik-Stoll and senior golfer Allie Gear Park, and very exciting because I always like to brag on our women's golf team, the spectacular a record under Coach Slobodnik-Stoll. And so Stacy, how do you I've always heard Coach Izzo say it's hard to get to the top, but it's harder to stay there. You've stayed there, and for a long time. What's the magic?
Well, I do. I've heard Coach Izzo talk about that a lot, and I've tried to emulate anything that Coach Izzo does, and that's always been something that's been important to me is, you know, you want to surround yourself with great people who are, you know, smarter and better than you, and so I've taken a lot of lessons from Coach Izzo over the years. But, you know, I really think one of the secrets is just having passion for what we do and finding those players that have that same excitement. And kind of a cool thing, we had a recruit commit last week, a big recruit. And her and her parents were on the phone when she committed, and she said, you know, I wanted you to know that one of the big differences I felt like at Michigan State was that your players are working towards something. She's like, a lot of the other places that I went to that were, you know, high-level golf schools, it was like they were just there. And she said, you know, I just, when I was around your players, I really saw that they're working toward, you know, a big goal or big goals. And I think it's just, it's so much in the recruiting that, you know, we look at character, grades, and talent in that order. And when you make sure you've got the right kids and they're in the right environment, you know, that success is easier to sustain.
And when I was, we were at the Redbox Bowl last year, and former MSU great Ty Willingham was up in our box. And so I figured since I'd given him a few seats in the box, I could goose him for a few questions and get some advice. And so I said, Coach, you know, when you're out recruiting, whether it was for Notre Dame or Stanford, or, you know, the great schools you've had an opportunity to coach at, and from a recruiting perspective, what do you look for? And he said, I only look for one thing, character. Mm-hmm. And I think that's that's an important, to me, that was a really important lesson.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you really think about that, you know, there's some kids out there that are maybe great talents, but if they don't fit inside of your system or your program and what you've, you know, what we've built here, you know, there's no reason to have that kid, because it's, you don't want to disrupt what we've worked so hard to create over the past, you know, 22 years.
Yeah. So one of your great talents is here is our other guest, Allie Gear Park. So, Allie, you had a pretty spectacular experience this past year, in terms of an opportunity to do something that very, very few people have ever done, play Augusta as part of the first women's amateur event that Augusta National held. So tell us about that experience. I've never had an opportunity to be there, but everybody that I've ever talked to that has spent any time there says that it's just more spectacular than you could even imagine by seeing by watching on television. Mm-hmm. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was really everything that I think we both and everyone there was really wanting it to be, for just kind of like what it meant for the history of women's golf and just in general for amateur golf as well. And I think everyone there kind of really understood what was going on and kind of realized that this was one of the best things that was going to happen to, you know, all of us. And so just being there, it was just so special, one, to just be there, but also to play the golf course. Like, I was not, it's gets all this publicity obviously for how beautiful it is and just what the course means in general, the tournament, but the actual golf course was just so much fun to play. Like, it is such an incredible golf course and layout, and I was expecting it to almost just be overwhelmingly hard and just so much to take in. And it really, I would play that golf course every single day. It was just such a great designed golf course for men and women, which is why I was so excited that they were letting women play, because it really does, I feel like, fit into how women play golf as well as how men play golf. So
as a person that plays golf really, really badly, that seems like a really unique concept to me, that the importance of design. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because no fairways yet been designed wide enough quite for me. But but talk about that a little bit. When you say that it's that you could play it every day because of how it's designed, share a little bit more on that.
Yeah, I think that the course just allows you to kind of like play your game how you play. So like some people are more like analytical when they play. I'm more of a field player. So, and just like the different ways that people play off the tee, like women obviously are a little bit different like off the tee than men are, and just kind of the layout of the greens and everything. It was a very difficult golf course, but it allowed opportunities for you to kind of like design your game around how you played that golf course. Some courses are like, you have to hit it here. You have to, you know, hit it here. It only allows you to do certain things, where out there were places on the greens that you had to hit it or couldn't hit it. But I think leading up to the green, there were so many different options, and I think you see that a little bit in the Masters of people going for things or not going for things. I wasn't expecting that to play the same way for women, just because women obviously play golf a little bit differently. But it really did kind of give opportunities for women as well to score on different holes that I thought were going to be a lot more difficult to score, and then also give the challenge of knowing, you know, you have to hit it here or certain places. But it just allowed such a more variety of opportunities, I guess, on a golf course than I was really expecting, which is fun because then it allows you to feel like you're still in control of how you're playing and the golf course is not just like taking shots from you or whatever. Like, you still are allowed to be kind of an artist on the golf course. And I mean, in that course, just every hole, it was just so much fun to play, and I just looked forward to hitting every single shot out there. You know, I said I felt bad wearing cleats on the grounds, because I was like, I don't want to take up any dirt or any grass from this place, because it was just so beautiful. So
it's a lot, like, it's not a problem, but it's like part of our lives is when we go to a golf course, most times we don't say, okay, we're playing the white tees today, or we're playing the blue tees. We have to finagle the yardages to make it so what they're used to playing in college. So whereas like a typical man goes to the golf course and says, oh, we're playing the blue tees today, we're playing the whites. Whereas right. We just can't do that with them, because we've got to be cognizant of what yardages they need to be playing mm-hmm. in college. And I think that was the thing with Augusta is, you know, there's only really, except for the past couple of years when they let Condoleezza Rice in, and you know, there have been no women really playing there. It's all been men. So we kind of had this notion that the whole golf course would set up for, you know, for guys who hit it longer, obviously, mm-hmm. when they play the Masters. But there were a lot of tee boxes and great places yeah. that they set it up good for the college mm-hmm. kids. So, you know, Allie was one of 72 players in the world to be invited to that tournament. And I think having a Spartan at that first one was incredible, and now she's ranked 49th in the world, so she's going to get the green invitation again, and we'll have the yeah. opportunity to go down again, and it's pretty awesome.
That is really, really awesome. That's just spectacular. Mm-hmm.
You know, Allie, we were talking a little bit earlier. You're entering your last semester here at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. You talk a little bit about how you developed, one, as a golfer, but two, as an individual, and what this Spartan experience has meant to you.
Yeah, both a lot, in a lot of different ways. I think when I came in January, I came in right into the spring semester. I graduated a little bit early, and I think it was just so good for me to just kind of walk into everything right away, as maybe a lot like to handle as it was. I think it was so good with just building me as a golfer and kind of saying, okay, I'm on my own now. You know, I'm not home. I'm now in charge of, you know, making sure I have time management with school and just everything. And I think that first year, you know, whatever that time was that I was here, it was just so special for me to kind of like come in and be like, okay, I can finally do what I feel like I've always been meant to do, is be on this team and be a Spartan. And it's flown by. We were just saying it's crazy. I have a semester left. Like, I was looking back the other day and just thinking about really how much I have feel like developed as a player and as a person, just with the way I handle school and just how much I've grown, I feel like, in that, and on the golf course, of how much like Coach and Caroline have done for me in my game, just to push me and to allow me to set goals like every year and give me every opportunity I need to like accomplish those things. And I mean, there's still things that we talk about that I want to work on and feel like I need to accomplish before I leave here, but
I mean, I wouldn't have the opportunities I have right now if I wasn't here, and I don't think I'd be the person that I am right now without the experiences that I've had here at MSU and all the people that have obviously had an impact in who I am now and what I'm doing. So, yeah, I just feel very grateful. It's bittersweet, but I wouldn't change anything that's happened. So
in some sports, like we were talking about Coach Izzo earlier, like, you know, basketball is an example. You know, basketball court's an indoor thing. You can practice every day of the year. Mm-hmm. Golf, an outdoor sport. You know, we're in a climate where, some days it's, it could be 60 degrees. Other days it could be 20 below. Mm-hmm. And there could be, 3 foot of snow on the ground or what have you, or none at all. So how do you... From the fall when it starts to get cold until the weather breaks again in March or April or whenever it might be, how do the women occupy their time? How do you practice? How do you mm-hmm. I mean, you can go south a little bit, but obviously not a lot. How do you make sure that you're ready to go in the spring?
Well, it starts in the recruiting process, and one thing every kid we recruit, we just make sure they understand that there's no excuses for this program. And I don't care how much snow or how hot it is here. It's if you want to be good, it doesn't matter where you're at. You're going to be good because that's just in your DNA. And so when we're recruiting them, you know, we make sure they understand that. And for Allie, that was easy because she's from Brighton. But when you look at kids we've got on our team from, you know, warm weather climates, we've got a player from Japan, we've got a player from Colombia, South America, and two from Spain. You know, they don't get the weather that we get. And we've got another one coming from Argentina next year. But it's, you know, it's just a mindset, and we've got an incredible facility that we can utilize every single day, and we just talk about practice. We practice every day. It may look a little differently than how they're practicing in Florida and California, but that doesn't make it wrong, and it doesn't mean that we can't compete when we go on the road starting in February. We get on the road quite a bit. Once we start at Martin Luther King weekend, we'll be on the road every other weekend until the third weekend of May, and that includes a 10-day spring break trip in March. So we just try to feel like we're on the road, come home for a week and a half, on the road again, and we just kind of keep that consistently throughout mm-hmm. the year. So, you know, they come home and they just have a few days of, you know, practicing indoors, and then we're on grass again. And we also utilize our time when we go south.
That's what I was just going to say. I think it makes us, if anything, more productive. Like when we know that we're training up here and working on our swing or analytical things that like we need to change mechanically in our game. And then when we do go south, it's like, okay, now we have this amount of time to really like appreciate the time that we do have south and make the most of it. Like I think it's almost a better mindset for us, and just instead of saying, we know we can just go out every day and whatever, just practice to practice, instead of being like, okay, this is the time that we have to really then utilize like having grass and turf and everything. So if anything, I think it makes us more like grateful for that time that we have down there, and also utilize it and make the most of it for our game.
Kind of like sun up to sundown.
Yeah,
when we go,
pretty much.
We breakfast pretty early and we eat dinner pretty late, yeah. And dinner's always in the dark.
Not a lot of wasted time in the south.
No, and they, you know, it's not. They wanted that. I mean, yeah. They want to be out there because they like just what Allie said. They understand that we've got to utilize that time. You know, and it's the same thing with practice when we go. You know, when we start competing in Orlando in February, it's. You know, we utilize the sunshine.
You know, you guys are coming off a great fall season. Mm-hmm. You know, your tournament win in North Carolina. I don't think a lot of people understand just how impressive that was. But 7 or 8, 9 top 20 teams mm-hmm. in that field. Take me back to that weekend, the performance on that last day, and just kind of... I would imagine last year didn't end quite the way you wanted it to, but no. to have this fall and to set you guys up for your spring season.
Yes. Well, I think one of the coolest things was we've been going to the Tar Heel for a long time, and 2009 was the last time we won it, and that was, to me, in 2009, that win, the biggest regular season win we've ever had in program history. And so, you know, there was just some conversations this year, like, well, Coach Caroline was on the team that year we won in 2009, and now it's 10 years later. Sure would be pretty cool to have, you know, a repeat. And those things are fun. You know, they're milestones, they're landmarks, and you know, I think having Caroline as our assistant coach is just really cool because she's one of the best players we've ever had at Michigan State, and she accomplished a lot as a player. So for them to kind of live with her and also, you know, show them what she's all accomplished. You know, we're all kind of forgotten when, you know, it's like you become a has-been. And I always try and do, mainly because Caroline is so humble. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell our recruits, hey, this kid's like a multiple, you know, All-American, Big Ten Player of the Year, played in multiple U.S. Opens. And, oh, by the way, she was on the team that won in 2009. So to me, that was a little just, you know, a little side motivation for them. And, you know, everything fell into place. And Valerie, our sophomore, really shot 11 under, played great. And, you know, the last hole, when you're playing with those teams, which we try and play with every week, and you're playing with Duke and Alabama and a lot of the SEC teams that sometimes they still don't like to give us credit, even though we've accomplished so much. But, you know, I knew that at any one point it was so close. It's like Allie making a birdie on the 17th hole. I'm like, come on. You know, every shot really mattered. And Caroline was walking with Valerie. I walked on the side with them in, and Valerie hit it on the 18th hole into the bunker of sand trap that was pretty difficult. So, like, long bunker shots are one of the hardest shots in golf. And tucked pin.
Especially on the 18th hole.
Especially on the
18th
hole.
That green is like, it's got this, the pin was front, and it's anything left of the pin just rolls off left, and it's just a nightmare of a shot. So
she hits in the bunker, and, you know, in my mind, I'm like, darn it. Mm. And she actually stuck it out of this. She probably had 65 yards, 68 yards. I mean, it was a, I'm thinking, I hope she can get it out of this bunker. It was a fairway bunker, and then she makes birdie. And I was like, I was so excited, and I'm thinking, okay, that had to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, because you're watching on Golfstat, you're not sure the scores are right. We're pretty fired up. So, you know, obviously to win a tournament of that caliber, everyone on the team has to contribute. And having a sophomore win at that level and our team at that level was just awesome. So that moved us up to 10th in the country. And, yeah, just a lot of good stuff. I can't wait till January to get going again.
Awesome. You know, Allie, we've talked to you about your time here at Michigan State. I think one of the other good parts about being in this program is you have, talking about Caroline, you have role models, mm-hmm. those that have come before you. You look now on the LPGA Tour and Spartans getting their card. Mm-hmm. How does that affect your mindset? Talk about the inspiration that those former Spartans provide for you and your team members.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I've watched this program grow and, like, the players come and go on the LPGA or whatever, like, for a long time. I've been recruited since I was, what, like 12-ish, 13? So it's been a long journey I mean, my dad and I would drive on weekends and watch the Big Ten championships. The starting of my recruiting was Caroline's senior year. So, like, I watched Caroline's senior year of her playing here. So just to have watched, like, all these players come and then now have someone like Caroline that is my coach, it's just so special because not only do I know, like, what she's accomplished and it's, like, pushes me, but it's also she understands things too as well and knows, you know, when to tell us, you know, I did this way, so like you guys can do it too. Or we say, you know, Caroline, I don't know if we, and she goes, trust me, you can do it. Like, I've done it, you know. There's no excuses around her too. Like, she pushes us in the ways that, like, she knows because she understands and gets it here. But also, like, Sarah Burnham, I mean, now that Sarah's on the LPGA, I mean, I played with Sarah here. But it's just so nice to have someone, too, that is figuring it out, and I'll be figuring out here shortly. But I talk to her weekly just about her experiences and asking her questions, and she's been so, like, helpful and just, like, giving me information about how to go about doing certain things and, like, oh, I wish I would have known this and blah, blah, blah. So it's just so cool to have, like, a friend like that that's going through it, and I know she's so excited, hopefully, for me to be out there, and so we can kind of travel and do things together as well. And so it's so cool to just see, again, the opportunities that this university has given someone like Sarah and Liz and everyone that's playing. And I mean, Sarah says this all the time, like, she wouldn't be where she is, obviously, without being here. So I think we all know that, and we all kind of have that common bond of
we do things together, we figure it out together, because we've all been, you know, here and been through it together. And I think that's a really special thing that we all will hold on to, you know, for the rest of our lives, or the relationships that we've made here that we take on to the next, you know, stages of life, and that we go through things together and we figure it out together. So
I think one big thing that we really work on with them, and Allie understands this now because she's a senior, and I think, you know, Allie has been around the program. We offered her a scholarship when she was just done eighth grade. So she was committed before she even started high school. But, you know, we sit in that locker room, and we're pretty lucky to have an incredible facility like the Lash Family Golf Center. And just to explain to them as much as we can is, do you understand why you're sitting in a building of this magnitude? You know, yes, it's because of you, but really it's because of who's come before you. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the blood, sweat, and tears of all those kids, of the Sarah Burnhams, the Liz Nagels, the Carolines, the Laura Cunies, the Allison Fouches. I mean, it's because of them that we're allowed to have the opportunities that we have today. And really that's, you know, part of our success is being surrounded by mm-hmm. donors and people who believe in us. You know, and we talk about that a lot is, you know, we're not the team that has 77,000 people in the football stadium or 15,000 at the basketball arena. But trust me, there are many people that are watching what these kids are doing. And, you know, sometimes it's behind the scenes. They don't understand it, but I understand it because I'm in contact with a lot of those people, or I get the text messages. And, I mean, to me, one of the coolest things is when we win Big Tens, you know, two of the first phone calls I get are from Coach D and from Coach Izzo. And, you know, the kids know, and they're like, is that Coach Izzo? Is that Coach D'Antonio? And, you know, then it's like just the donors and the text messages. And, you know, I'm driving the van, so I can't really be in charge of my phone at that time. But when I stop, you know, it's like I've got 90 text messages. I've got 100 emails. And, you know, it's just, I think, for them to embrace that so many people are watching and are proud of what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have those opportunities, and we've got a very generous donor base. But the opportunities also are what you make of them. And yes. And one of the things that's always impressed me about the program is how people how our women really take advantage of those opportunities. And that speaks to who they are. And one of the things that you know, I'm always preaching is, you know, we want to be successful on the field of play, but also in the classroom, to set our student athletes up to be successful in life. And that, you know, that to me is the hallmark of our women's golf program, is it really does all those things. And so, you know, one of the things I know, Stacy, you're most proud of is your very, very long track record of having the highest women's GPA amongst our women's programs at Michigan State. And it's a record you've got 8 years running. So how do you work with the team to make sure that they're focused on their golf, but they're also focused on their studies and having a balanced life?
Well, I think they've done that themselves. And really, you know, it's like we had the second year, the third year. Then it's like the kids, it's that notion of like no one wants to be on the team that messes mm-hmm. it up. Right? And it's like you don't want to have
it's
that
stressful.
You don't want to leave that record at Michigan State. And you know, and I think Melissa Talon, our academic coordinator, is such a, you know, pivotal person in that role to help them do what they need to do. And from my perspective, we get the grade reports a lot, you know, several times throughout the semester. And if I see a grade that I'm like, why is there a 3 point on here? It should be a 3.5. You know, I'll just text them and say, is everything going okay in accounting? You know, and not that I really can do anything, but you know, if there's something missing or if they need a tutor or whatever, it's just making sure. And that, to me, when I text them, it's like they know I'm watching too, and that I do care. And I think it's an awesome accomplishment that they treasure that. They treasure the Big Ten trophy and the trophy that we receive at the academic gala in April, you know, equal. Like, they're both really important to them. And, you know, even though we're talking so much about the LPGA and our players on tour, the vast majority of our players are not going to take that route. They're going to have, you know, they're going to get normal jobs. And so that degree really means a lot to them. And so their study should mean a lot to them. Mm-hmm.
And your players on the tour are also graduates.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone graduates.
So everyone
yes.
graduates.
Everyone graduates. Yes. That's a kind of a given.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's the, so we've talked a lot about the past, but tell us a little bit about what the future holds. You're sort of wrapping up a recruiting season. You've got a couple women that just signed. So talk a little bit about the future.
Mm-hmm. So this year we'll obviously graduate Allie and Poth, and that's going to be a big loss for us, especially on a team when we only travel with five. You know, you're losing almost half the team. But we signed two great kids, one Layla Rains from Ohio, and then an Argentinian named Valentina Rossi, who is an awesome player. Another lefty. Poth is lefty, so Poth's excited that someone will be taking your left-handed place. But both awesome athletes. And, again, it's kind of what you said in the beginning is how do you sustain, is that we try and recruit kids that we feel are going to be able to step in and be the next Allie and the next Poth. I mean, that's really the goal, and they know that too. So it's, you know, we don't leave a lot of wiggle room for the freshman to say, well, she's just a freshman. I mean, that I don't believe in that. They've been trained and played enough junior golf that they should be able to step in and contribute. And I think when you look at our players, and it's just, you know, if we take Valerie last year missed playing in the NCAA regional, and I don't think that felt very good to her after playing all year. And I think to me that was part of her motivation for this year, was she's not going to be left at home again. And the fall that she had by winning that Tar Heel was just incredible. She went to Paraguay 2 weeks ago, played in the Colombian, the South American Amateur Championship, and was the only player in the field not to lose a match. And Colombia ended up winning the whole thing. And they're motivated players, and everyone wants to be on that travel team. And this year, I would say, you know, we've got more than five players that are all good enough to play, and that's to me where the excitement comes in. Because, you know, Allie will tell you this, it's like no one's safe, mm-hmm. right? They're all, if they don't play well for a week, or in our world, really like a day, you know, there's a chance that they know they're going to go back into the qualifying to have to requalify. And, you know, for Allie and Poth, that doesn't like really sit very well, because they're the seniors. But that's also what we're trying to teach both of them, is that's the LPGA.
Yeah.
I mean, when you win a tournament, you just don't, you're not exempt for the next tournament.
Right. Well, I mean, that's also life. I mean, nothing's guaranteed. Like, you do what you need to do, and then at the end of the day, like, things are out of your control. Like, you put yourself in positions that, you know you've worked your hardest, and then if something happens where you're not working the way you should, then it's like, you know, it's on you to not put yourself back in a position to, like, have a coach, like, say you need to go back into qualifying or something. And that's just part of, like, this place preparing you for everything, like, those positions of trying to handle the stress of, like, school and golf, and saying, oh my gosh, am I gonna have to go qualify this week, instead of saying that, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go out and play golf and play my best, and not have it be like worried, because at the end of the day, we all know we can play golf, and if we're shooting the scores that we need to shoot, then it's gonna all, like, take care of itself. So, but it is easy to think, you know, oh, you're a senior, so you deserve this spot, when at the end of the day, we deserve to have the best players out there. And I would want that for our team if I, you know, felt like I wasn't playing my best or whatever. The people that are trying to work the hardest, like, we want the best players out there. And so I think at the end of the day, it's like everyone realizing that and then doing their best to, like, again, do their part and to be that best player out on the team. So,
well, it's been great this past year, watching Sarah with that attitude, that resilience, that sort of mental toughness in her first year on the LPGA Tour. A lot of struggles, a lot of missed cuts, but growth and some made cuts and a top 10 finish and then getting a card for another year. And so we'll be really, really excited to be tracking, Allie, your progress next year. And to follow you in the same way, and I'm sure it won't all come easy. Nothing ever does, and there'll be missed cuts and struggles, and as you learn the ropes and grow, but I'm sure with that there'll be a lot of incredible success. And so
thank you
for being a Spartan, for joining us today, and for representing Michigan State and our women's golf program in such an extraordinary fashion.
Thank you.
And Stacy, thank you for all you do for sure. MSU and MSU athletics. As I said at the start, one of the easiest programs to brag on, and and just a delightful group of people to be around. So thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you. Thanks for having us.